For political analysis, we go to WGN-TV's Paul Liznick. Paul, good morning. Let's talk about
good morning, Robert.
What happened last night. My first reaction to it was, if you liked Donald Trump, you still do. If you liked Vice President Harris, you still do. Question is, what if you were undecided? What do you think?
That's exactly what it comes down to, because people who are Trump supporters, they didn't get moved last night, nor did the Harris supporters, but this isn't about them. This is about the 70,000 people or so across four or five states who are going to decide this election down the line. Some of the early polling show that undecideds thought that Harris won the debate. Doesn't mean they'll vote for her, but felt she was stronger. You know, one of the things that surprised me, we know she prepared for days on this thing. I think that showed. Trump kept saying he wasn't preparing. I actually thought maybe he wasn't telling us the truth. But when I watched his performance last night, you know, he obviously relied on the border and people coming across the border. There's a lot of the lines you get in his rallies. I watch his rallies, and we're getting a lot of the same stuff. I actually think he was being honest, and I don't know that he prepared as well as he might have, because we didn't get a lot of policies, and he could have challenged her on some things that weren't just lines of his that he likes to use all the time. He probably did not prepare as much as he might have.
We heard late last night that the Harris camp wants another debate. Why do you think they want another debate with Donald Trump? Donald Trump says it's because they lost. Why would she want to go at it again with him?
But it was interesting, when the first debate got set up, she was asked, well, will there be more than one? And she said, we'll see. Let's see how the first one goes. Look, she did very well last night. She showed herself to be strong. She showed herself to be presidential. And again, I say that knowing that Trump supporters would disagree with that comment. I try and watch these things sort of objectively. And if you just sort of, I think as you were talking about during the break, turn the sound down and just watch their appearance, it's hard to say she didn't look presidential, which was something very important for her to do. But she did do very well, so there's no reason for her not to want another debate. In addition, she had a mission last night, which was to constantly get under his skin, and she clearly had a list of things in her mind, from crowd size to so many things that she did bring up, and I think one of the other challenges was just to say, you know what, let's do this again, because his comment was, as you said, well, she lost, and that's why she doesn't want to do it, but it shows strength on her part, because if he ultimately says, I don't want to do it again, you have to step back and say, well, why don't you want to challenge her again? Perhaps a second time will have him look stronger against her.
Do you think that Donald Trump may have made a mistake talking about how stupid Vice President Harris is? Because whatever you think of her performance last night, she didn't come off as stupid. Was that an error on the former president's part?
To a person, his advisors essentially encouraged him, stick with policy, talk about the economy, talk about the border, and stay away from the personal attacks. But Donald Trump will do what he wants to do, and he did spend, as you note, so much of his time going after her personally. It's just sort of beneath the mission of what he was trying to accomplish, or should have been trying to accomplish in this debate. So yes, I think it was an error to constantly go after her. She didn't go after him in terms of insult. You know, the thing she could have said that she didn't, the suckers and losers line, different things like that, she didn't go there. She basically just talked about what his military people have said, what his past cabinet members have said, and putting things in that direction. He would have been better off going, taking a similar approach on his side, but, you know, he wants to rely on the personal attacks. It's what he's always going to do. He did it last night, and I think probably last night it was an error.
What did you think of the job the moderators did last night?
You know, they were much better, with all due respect to CNN colleagues there. They pushed, they challenged, they fact-checked. That's what people wanted to see from the CNN moderators in that first debate with Biden and Trump, so I really give them credit. They probably were a bit easier on Harris than they were on him. There was a fact-check afterwards that showed that he lied over 30 times, that she was more misleading more than lying, though there was one time when I guess you can get her for not being truthful. But that being said, you know, they certainly challenged him more than they challenged her. The Afghanistan issue, when they asked her, do you have any regrets? And, you know, she never once mentioned the 13 deaths, and they didn't go back on that and ask about that. But that being said, I prefer the moderator that does fact check, that does challenge, and does repeat a question when they don't get a direct answer. They also put on the screen what the question was, so when the candidate went off the rails, you saw on the screen what the question was supposed to be. I think they did a much better job than we saw in the first debate from a moderator standpoint.
So now we will be talking about the polls. People will say they thought Trump won, they thought Harris won. But then the next question is it going to change the minds of voters? And as you know, only a few voters in a few states are going to decide this thing. What do you think, Paul?
Well, you know, typically you'd ask, most people would say the debates don't generally make a difference in elections, although if you went to Joe Biden, he'd say, I disagree with that, since the last debate took him out of the race. But I think that this was different. I think this debate was more important than most races, and that's because she had so much to show in terms of people who say they don't know her very well. So for people who are trying to make a decision about Vice President Harris, I think they saw somebody who was relatively strong. As I say, and I repeat, those people who went into this supporting President Trump, their minds, there's nothing you're going to do to change those minds, so it doesn't matter how she performed. But she, as you said, Bob, is going after those independents, and we'll see in the next coming days how well she scored with them. I'm going to predict that she will get a bump out of this debate, and we'll see how long that lasts.
Debates usually don't matter until they do. And I guess last night may matter. Paul Lisnek, WGN-TV. Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
News Nation's Kelly Meyer is their Washington, D.C. correspondent. She was in Philadelphia last night for the debate. Kelly, good morning. Let's talk about the news that broke late last night. There might be a second debate. What are you hearing about this?
Yeah, and there's been a lot of comments on that. We were in the spin room last night and a lot of discussion on that. It seems the tables have somewhat turned because former President Trump was calling for more debates and Harris was kind of saying, you know, let's do one and then we'll take it from there, essentially. And now they are calling officially for a second debate. And Trump is the one saying, we'll see if we do it. So when I was talking with some Democratic surrogates, like California Governor Gavin Newsom in the spin room last night, and asked if there'd be a second debate, he said, let's go, let's do it. He said, anytime, anywhere, any place, let's make it happen. So Democrats are now really excited to do another debate based on Harris's performance last night. And Republicans, the surrogates I talked to in the spin room were saying, you know, like, we could do it, let's do it. But it seems as Trump isn't as forthcoming about his answer on a second debate.
Donald Trump says they want to debate again because Harris lost, but obviously it's not what the Democrats are saying. Is there any polling yet on what voters thought about last night?
I don't know if there's any official polling just yet, but definitely taking the pulse of, at least on social media, there are many people saying that Harris won the debate. But it really depends on which Twitter path you go down, because there are Republicans that I've been talking to that say that he did great when it was 3-1, which is something that the former president has been echoing, saying that the moderators weren't fair, which is something that he was saying ahead of the debate, kind of laying the groundwork for that, and then saying it post-debate, and he keeps saying he won. Republicans that we talked to in the spin room were saying that he did a great job, but overall, when I'm talking with people, even Republican sources back in Washington, they're saying that it was a, quote, disaster for Trump.
We also heard late last night that Taylor Swift is endorsing Vice President Harris. How much of a factor is this going to be? I mean, we hear that Donald Trump still has a huge lead among males. Taylor Swift might affect young people if they're voting, young females especially. What are you hearing from your sources on that?
Yeah, it seems Trump was already having a problem, you know, gaining support from the female electorate, and now this might impact that even more. Taylor Swift obviously has a massive reach, and it could influence many of her Swifties to follow suit. She's encouraging them to register to vote. That's something she's done in the past, and now that she's officially come out for Harris and Wolves, that may get her, you know, fan base to go out there and do the same. There were a lot of other celebrities liking her Instagram post. She signed it as a childless cat lady, which is something that J.D. Vance, his VP, has said. So it remains to be seen the impact on that, but I'd be curious to see the polling on that, too.
You're heading back to Washington now, and what's the word on what the candidates will be doing today?
Yeah, so both of them actually have a potential to cross paths this morning. They will be both attending that 9/11 anniversary commemoration at Ground Zero in New York City. They also will both be going to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and then Harris will be heading to the Pentagon, where I will be this afternoon, or later this evening, rather. And then Trump, I believe, heads to Arizona and California for the rest of the week, and Harris will get on the campaign trail again tomorrow, where I will be with her in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then she heads to Pennsylvania, to my hometown of Wilkes-Barre, PA. That's in Luzerne County, which is a major swing county that Trump did flip in 2016, and they're trying to make sure they have locked in for Harris in November.
It'll be interesting to hear about what the voters thought, get some of those poll numbers. I would imagine by this time tomorrow we'll have many of those numbers, won't we?
I think so. We'll keep an eye out for it on News Nation, and it will be interesting to see whether she gets a bump out of this, what kind of impact it has. But most of all, I think what impact it has with those voters, the independent, the undecided, the middle voters who kind of were tuning in to see which way they were going to vote, how it impacted them, because that would be the area where this could make a difference.
Yeah, and you may win a debate, but doesn't necessarily mean you have won a vote. It's Kelly Meyer,
exactly.
News Nation, Washington, D.C. correspondent. Appreciate the reporting. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.